Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with North Iowa head boys basketball coach Joel Price. And, Coach, let's talk about a couple of games there before we go into the Christmas break. I know you guys picked up a big victory over Belmont Clemmy back on December 15th and then had a couple of games, Bishop Garrigan and Lake Mills, heading into the Christmas holiday. Coach, what'd you see between those three games? You got a win there at Belmont Clemmy, a couple of tough games at Bishop Garrigan and Lake Mills.
Yeah, we played pretty good against Belmont. We jumped on them right away, and they're going to have a really good team in the future. They're young, they're talented, they play well. They're a really young team, and kind of like us, we got some young players too. But yeah, I mean, I think we only had 10 turnovers that game. That's kind of been our Achilles heel this year, is turning the ball over. I mean, I think we average pretty close to 20 turnovers a game, and you don't win too many games when you turn the ball over. So we did a good job. I think we created like 18 turnovers to our 10, and I think we did a really good job, and we out-rebounded them. But so we got a win on Belmont. Garrigan and Lake Mills game, both of them games, I mean, I think we were maybe down one or two or something against Garrigan at half. And right away, second half, we started off with we don't really have a lot of size to our team. So Jameson Krimsmeyer, he's our big guy for the team, and he got in foul trouble. He picked up two fouls right away in the first minute of the second half. And when he leaves the floor, it really hurts. So our size goes down quite a bit. They were able to out-rebound. I think they out-rebounded us by pretty close to 17 rebounds just in the second half, and they pulled away there. Lake Mills game, kind of same thing. We were in their first half. I mean, for the Lake Mills team, they've got a lot of height, a lot of talent. I mean, they're a great team. It might be one of their better Lake Mills teams they've had, you know, from the first eight players. But I think we're down 9 at half, where I felt good about that. But then it kind of happened again. There seems like we come out third quarter, we come out a little sluggish or whatever, and they came out hot, hit a bunch of three-pointers, and, you know, started pulling away, and we try to force the issue and, you know, end up being turnovers. And we got, I think they had 20 more shots on that game against us total. So they end up shooting a lot better and more shots and more rebounds, less turnovers. And, you know, they pulled away easily there.
And Coach, with that, took you guys into the Christmas break. I know you guys had some downtime where the conference has you guys get away for a little bit. That's got to be nice to kind of have a little bit of time away, but then get back on the practice floor before the second half of the season.
Yes, it was nice for a little break. I think everybody needed it. A lot of illness, you know, this year, it seems like, than more years. I'm sure, you know, it's the same with every team. So trying to get everybody healthy again through the break. Then we came back and able to have some really good practices, really try to work on, you know, passing the ball, little things like that. Cause this year, I mean, it's been a turnover year for us. So if we can take care of the ball, we've noticed that we've been in games, and I mean, we can play with some of the best if we can not turn over the ball.
And Coach, with that takes us to January 4th, when you guys played for the first time. You guys went to GTRA, and Coach, they're just able to get past you. Let's talk about the GTRA game.
Well, I think it's kind of about the same way. I mean, we played them real tough. I think it was like 26 to 29 or something at halftime, the score was, and we're playing really good. I mean, we're rebounding good, playing with them. And, again, I don't know why. It's been killing us all. I don't know. We went on a four games in a row, our next one too. But where we just were getting, I mean, we've been getting outscored by 20, 15, you know, over 20 points in one quarter. And you just can't do that, you know, against good teams like that. I mean, we rebounded, I think we had 30 plus rebounds there. I think we kept our turnovers down on that game, but, and we, I think they pulled ahead by about 15 or something like that. And we made a nice little run at the end. And I think we got it down to 7 or 8 points. And just, that was about as close as we could get there at the end against GTRA.
And coach, with that, you guys then, went to Eagle Grove last night, and took on the Eagles. You've been on the road quite a bit as of recent, and keep that going at Eagle Grove last night, and they're able to get past you on the road last night.
Yeah, I think we're down just a few points at half again, and that was one of our big – we made some adjustments, you know, coming out of halftime, trying to get the kids pumped up. You know, trying to get the bench players pumped up, you know, try to change some things because we've been coming out so sluggish on the third quarter. And I'm not sure what happened, but it happened again. We got outscored 23 points in the third quarter. We did a great job rebounding. I think we had 37 rebounds against them, so we did a good job rebounding. We did a good job against their main scorer. I think we held him to 7 points. Their next two scores, you know, were able to get in the lanes and get some easy baskets sometimes. But they definitely pulled away in the second half, and they hit some big key shots. And, yeah, I mean, we turned the ball over too many times, and just our third quarter has been killing us all year.
And, Coach, as we've been talking, it seems like you know, throughout these couple of losses here on this streak, seems like you guys have been building towards where you want to be. You're seeing the improvement, I'm sure, aren't you, Coach?
Yes. We got three freshmen that are putting in pretty good minutes, you know, so, I mean, we're pretty young. We got some good juniors. In the last two games, I mean, we've been missing our main scorer. You know, Brogan Green's guy, he's been gone. So, I mean, taking our senior leadership out, you know, our main guy, and, you know, it's tough. We're on a four-game losing streak right now. Nobody likes to lose. I mean, some of our, like, you know, a few of our kids are probably on a few performance slumps, you know, probably falling a little short of our goals. So, talked to a few boys last night, you know, about being accountable and taking pride and believing and try to, you know, nobody likes to lose four in a row. So especially when you've been in some games and feel like, you know, at least there should be a chance at the end of the game. But so maybe we can get things switched around.
And Coach, you guys got an opportunity next week with some teams that match up with well. You're going to continue the road streak as you guys will go to Garner, Hayfield, Ventura. Then you guys will take on St. Ansgar, North Union, Central Springs, and then you'll start really hitting into the back half of the schedule, playing all the teams you've already played once. So let's talk about those first couple of games. I know it's a lot of games in a short amount of time, but Garner, Hayfield, Ventura, St. Ansgar, North Union, definitely some winnable games in that schedule.
Yeah, we played Garner very first game of the year. Didn't play so well offensively. I think we scored 27 points. We just we basically have, you know, a brand new team, and leadership's been a big thing for us, and that's slowly been coming along, and trying to figure out what we're best at. We got a few, you know, good drivers. We got you know, like Jameson Krimsmeyer. He's probably only 6'1", but he plays like a 6'5" guy. He's really good with his body, as long as he can stay out of foul trouble. You know, we try to work it in and out to him. And, you know, we got some good 3-point shooters. I mean, they don't show it, you know, on the stat wise, but You know, like Brandon Price, I mean, he had a broken finger at the beginning of the year, so he's been adjusting to that, and he's finally full health there. You know, a few other things like that. Like you said, you know, I feel like we match up pretty well against our next two opponents. So I know Garner likes to play a lot of man-to-man, and they play physical defense. So hopefully maybe we can sneak a win there. St. Ann's group will be a tough one. They, I think they start maybe four seniors and a junior, and their main scorer is probably 6'6". So we've struggled with some height, but, you know, I feel like we can match up all right with them. And then at the end of the week will be a tough one on Friday, North Union. You know, they're probably one of our better teams in the conference. They're them and Lake Mills, you know, they play fast, they play hard, they press, they put a lot of pressure on you. You can't make mistakes against them. So it'll be definitely be a tough week with only a couple practices.
All righty, Coach. Well, thanks so much for your time and talking with us today. We really do appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again in the future.
All right. Yep. Thank you.
That's North Iowa head boys basketball coach Joel Price.